wet soil or dry, will Acre provide any benefits in 2013? Most Corn Belt farmers have not received an Acre payment since the inception of the program in the 2008 Farm Bill. While that primarily results from very low participation in the program, most of those producers who did opt for Acre have not financially qualified for payments due to the calculation formulas. However, the Acre program may be worthy of consideration in 2013, depending on crop production prospects in your particular state. Could Acre benefit a farmer with very low soil moisture, or a farmer whose spring planting has been delayed because of very wet soils? We'll be back with a look at that question right after this. Other seed companies talk big. LG Seeds delivers big. It all starts with the right seed. LG Seeds' superior hybrids are developed through an advanced breeding program, one that delivers acre after acre of big yields in your fields. You'd better warn the elevator. Bigger yields are in the bag. LG Seeds, our seed, your soil, total success. The average crop revenue election, the Acre program, was established in the 2008 Farm Bill as part of the Farm Safety Net. However, the complexity of the program and the requirement for landowner participation resulted in very low participation. The highest rates of participation were in Nebraska and Illinois, possibly because of active program promotion by extension-based agriculture policy economists such as Brad Lubin in Nebraska and Gary Schnitke in Illinois. With the availability of Acre in the 2013 production year, farmers will have until June 3rd to decide whether to sign up for the program. And not unexpected, both Lubin and Schnitke have offered extensive assistance to farmers in helping make their decisions. But their assistance benefits everyone because Nebraska is beginning the season as the epicenter of the drought, and Illinois farmers have been kept out of the fields due to incessant wet weather issues. That dichotomy offers a span that would include nearly all Corn Belt farmers who want to use the information provided by Lubin and Schnitke in making a decision for their farming operation. Lubin provides several points that provide a refresher about the Acre program, which provides financial protection based on average revenue levels instead of commodity price levels that are set in legislation. The average revenue-based safety net is tied to benchmarks based on average yields and average prices. Protection from revenue losses when state and farm revenue both fall below respective benchmarks. There's protection tied to planted acres of program commodities on a farm up to the farm's total base acreage. Direct payments available on base acres and program yields are at 80% of the full direct payment rate for Acre participants. And finally, marketing loans available on actual production they are at 70% of the full marketing loan rate for Acre participants. Now, there are two calculations for Acre, and both must be used to qualify a farm for an Acre payment should crop prices fall. First of all, the state Acre guarantee is calculated as 90% of the 5-year Olympic average yield multiplied by the two simple average prices of the two prior marketing years for the current year guarantee. And secondly, the farm level guarantee is equal to the average yield multiplied by the average price plus the amount of crop insurance premiums that are paid by a farmer. Lubin says the Acre guarantees move every year based on updated yield and prices, so they reflect current revenue expectations and provide protection from revenue losses much better than the direct payment program. But any gain has a 10% cap from the prior year, reducing effective production. And at Illinois, Schnitke says Acre will provide protection against low prices, given average or above yields. In his analysis for the prospects for an Acre payment for the 2013 crop, Lubin says early in the year, crop prices would have negated any Acre payment, and producers would have been better off remaining with the direct payment program. But he says with the lack of soil moisture in Nebraska to diminish yields and the decline in commodity prices, the potential for an acre payment has increased. And he says revenue losses would not need to be so severe to trigger an acre payment. Lubin says coupled with uncertainty about 2013 yields and prices, the acre guarantees, although still far below revenue projections, could be very valuable to producers and well worth the 20% of the direct payments given up to sign up for acre. Schnitke in Illinois has developed a web-based decision aid available for any state, built on a large database of yields and prices. He says the acre payment estimator then provides a table of state acre payments times that 85% for different state yields and marketing year average prices. Farms with higher yields than the state average will receive higher payments and vice versa. Currently, he says there's only a 27% chance of an acre payment in 2013 in his state of Illinois, but if one were received, it would be about $13 per acre. Based on Schnitke's decision aid, he says the 2013 acre payment estimator will provide an evaluation of the likelihood and size of acre payments. And in most Midwest cases, the expected acre payments are near what is given up in terms of direct payments. He says if protection is desired for low revenues, which may be caused by low prices, he says that acre will be a suitable alternative. So in summary, Corn Belt farmers have the opportunity to sign up for acre in 2013 as part of the safety net offered by the extension of the 2008 Farm Bill. A payment is not guaranteed, but given the wide variety of soil moisture situations and production expectations, acre provides an option for financial risk management. A decision aid can assist in making the choice to forego a portion of the direct payment in exchange for signing up for the acre program. I'm Stu Ellis.